This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As I was putting this show together today, and thinking about what the overwhelming theme is, and here's what I came up with. Stay the course. Stay the course. You've done nothing wrong. In fact, you were vindicated yet again. This is two election cycles where they got to us. Now, the one was critical because it involved Donald Trump, the guy who was our poster child, if you will, for the new version of conservatism. And they got him a little bit, right? But they didn't get him completely, because Trump became as powerful outside of the election cycle. So now Trump says, I'm going to start picking people. I'm going to show you that I still have influence. And do you know what's happening right now? Not only are the Democrats, but the same people who took him down in 2020 are doing the same thing. It is the Paul Ryans of the world who say Trump is a drag on the Republican ticket. Well, I would contend this. Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Murkowski, Susan Collins, etc., they are the biggest drag on the Republican ticket because they are not Republicans. This is the problem. The problem is, They think they can convince you. They think they can demoralize you. They want you to feel it, feel pain after that election cycle. They want you to feel like you've been hit in the gut. And I say to you, stay the course. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who you're listening to. I'm not going to let you get down. Well, I mean, you can boogie down, you know, I'll let you get down that way. But I'm not going to let you feel bad about this. I want you to understand, your vigilance in the last election cycle kept them from cheating even more, but it's not enough. And I keep saying to you folks out there that, you know, well, how do you help? You know, Kevin, what can you do? What can we do? Well, the first thing you better do is you better start spreading the word of the real warriors out there, the people who are sounding the alarm bell, the people who are getting it right. I remind you when they brought out this stupid stuff on COVID. And I said, folks, I smell a rat. Don't fall for it. The numbers are skewed. It's a fleecing of you. They're going to rob us blind. And they did. Then when they started doing the vaccines, I said, let me tell you something. You will have to have 15 of the strongest guys you know to hold me down. And a few of them aren't going to survive it, because I won't get that shot no matter what you do to me. You can tell me you can't travel, you can't eat, you can't get medical. It's fine. No problem. But you're not going to give me the shot. And people wrote to me, it's misinformation, Kevin, man, the shot, the shot. And in every count, I was right. I'm right that Donald Trump was cheated. 100% he was cheated in the 2020 election cycle. And here's the next one. You can bet all across this great nation, the Democrats cheated in ways that are so novel. I know I've seen every method they use to cheat. And that's why I told you guys, it isn't about mules. It isn't about drop boxes. It's about voting machines. It's about election integrity laws that they should be enforcing. When somebody cheats, I don't care how small, they need to get the book thrown at them. Your vote is important. And you know what they're doing? They're eroding it at every single turn. And let me tell you, your vote doesn't really matter. The outcome of these elections has already been selected. I'm convinced of this. And you know what they did this last time? They gave you back a few. They went, we're going to barely give you the House, but we're going to keep the Senate. Look, as sure as there is a movie being made about the next villain for Bond, you can bet that this cabal met and said, here's how we're going to do it. We're going to let this guy win this. We're going to do that. They divided it up. Everybody agreed, some reluctantly. And they said, we just got to do enough to make the people believe their votes count. But what about when we really get it back? I want you to think about that. What would it take to really win it back? When you start winning state legislatures, when you get inside of the bowels, and there's more than one Project Veritas. There's 20 people, 50 people, 100 people being whistleblowers. And we changed the whistleblower, the idea of a whistleblower, from somebody who's a negative to somebody who's a positive, to somebody who's really saving the republic. What about that? What if we could do a repeat of 2016 where they try to cheat, and they cheat on a monumental scale, and they use all the process, the DOJ, the three-letter FBI, NSA, etc. They used all of them. Everybody was to get Trump, and we still got him in. What if we get back to that? How would that make you feel? See, I already have a smile on my face. Because I want to win it back. And I know there's some out there going, you know, Kevin, I don't know what to think, man. You know, let me tell you. Here are the truisms. The Democrats are going to cheat. They're going to cheat in more ingenious ways. And if we continue to let it happen, it's over. Game over. And I'm telling you right now, it is in the 2024 election cycle where we better figure it out. They're already setting you up. Oh, if it's Trump, you know you're going to lose. Trump will make you lose. And then they got the rhinos. Trump in. Trump will make you lose. Trump will make you lose. Well, what will make them win? Tell me, who of their candidates is so good that they can win? I went through this in the previous hour. Worse this, worse that. Here's what one of the guys said. This guy's name is Mark Thiessen. He's supposedly a strategist for us. Worst inflation, worst collapse in wages, worst crime wave, worst border crisis, worst president, and they had the best midterms ever. Now you tell me, how do you make that happen? The only way you make that happen is if you're cheating. That'd be like telling me, I got a 4'2" Guatemalan midget, and he's going to play center in the NBA. And you go, well, there is no way you're going to win. But they win the finals. What would you do if I told you that? You'd say, Kevin, that's an impossibility. And I'd say, you're exactly right. And so is this. So I tell you folks, stay the course. And I'm gonna even stretch it further. You better get more in the game than you've ever gotten. You better listen to the warriors out there like myself. Look, if you support me, great. We need it. I'm not going to be one of these people to tell you we don't. We need the support. We need a louder microphone. You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of seeing people who, like, there's a guy, he's a big social media influencer, and he just kind of toes the line. He's on the line a little bit. He was a former lefty. How about you just get right? We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Social media companies have run like the Fed. Fat, dumb, and happy. These overbloated market cap companies.
Oh, this company's worth $1 trillion.
We gave you the numbers on Facebook. They lost 600 and something billion dollars of market cap this year. And it's still dropping. I told everybody, Elon Musk paying $44 billion for Twitter? Are you kidding me? Maybe it's worth 4 to 5. Maybe. And that's because of what the potential is, because it certainly wasn't based on their financials. If you know how to read a balance sheet and an income statement, you know Twitter. Twitter was, I mean, not a good investment. The $4 billion he put into to get 10% or whatever it was too much. That was what he should have paid for the whole company. These companies have been immune to the pressures of real capitalists, because here's the dirty little secret. They don't make anything. Zuckerberg, for 18 years, suffered under the illusion that he has something unique. Now, make no mistake about it. Facebook provided a service. It was fun to get with your friends and all that and search for people. And if you build that big of a database and it allows everybody to connect, well, you got a service. Hey, Zuckerberg, the government has this. You want to know why the government was in Zuckerberg's pockets for so long? I mean, they just had him by the yang and they could squeeze anytime they want. Zuckerberg thinks he has a lot of data on you, and he does. He has a tremendous amount of data. The NSA's got it all. The Fed has every bit of data. And what they said is, hey, look, if you let us peek at your data a little bit, we might enhance it. But what you're gathering gives us even more insight, so we can play with that data even more. That we went from business intelligence, where you just captured the data and you did an analysis of when people bought this or that, to real data analysis that could literally pick apart a person's life and say, you know what, based on these types of profiles, this type of trending, this person is likely to do this. This started years ago when I was doing work with a jewelry company. I'm not going to say who they were, but they could literally tell you when a man was going to buy his daughter a particular necklace or bracelet, or when a dude was about to propose, and suddenly on his screen would start diamond rings would start to pop up, engagement rings. They could tell you, you know, that once they knew your birthday, your spouse's birthday, your kids' birthdays, the gender of your kids, etc., they'd say, oh, it's time for your 15-year-old daughter to get this thing, and they would nudge you in that direction. They were really the first company I worked with as a management consultant who got it. And they got it years ago. This is years ago. It seems trivial now. You're like, oh, Kevin, I got stuff popping up on my screen all the time. Yeah. Well, this was before all that push marketing. And these guys were geniuses at it. Very good. So that's evolved. It's evolved to where I read a story that Facebook had so much data and so much data analysis that a father went on his daughter's Facebook page to do something. And she knew it. And all these pregnancy ads kept popping up. And he was like, why are you getting all these pregnancy? She's like, I don't know. Well, as it turned out, she was pregnant. And you want to know how Facebook knew? Because Facebook looked at what she was saying, what she was doing, who she was hanging out with, and it profiled her. And they call it, they have a thing for it, because they can actually tell you who you want to go profile for a client. That to a science. Anyway, this girl didn't even know she was pregnant. She took a pregnancy test later and found out she was pregnant. True story. I'm not making this up. Facebook can tell you if you're about to go on a trip, you're about to go camping, you're going to get in a fight, you're in danger. It's got so much data, and it pales in comparison to what the NSA has. So what Facebook provided to the NSA is it said, okay, we're profiling behaviors, and we could work with the FBI's behavioral analysis unit, and we could tell you a lot of things that are going on. Now, you would think this would stop a lot of serial killers and, you know, other things, but the FBI is too busy looking into conservatives. They're too busy raiding Mar-a-Lago. They're too busy ginning up stories on Donald Trump for no reason, or you or me or anybody else. They can't get into all that stuff, even though they have the data, and they were working in cahoots with Zuckerberg. Now, I'm telling you all this because what I'm saying is, for 18 years, Zuckerberg didn't worry. People just kept overinflating the value of Facebook. This guy was making billions of dollars and cashing out a little bit here and there, spent $400 million to go after us so he could say, you know, oh, I'm not going to let conservatives get elected. He has violated election laws, stayed out of jail, stuff that Dinesh D'Souza would still be in prison over. And Zuckerberg has stayed out of prison, stayed out of jail, and in fact, stayed above the fray. He's had Section 230, which has allowed him to act as a media company and suppress your voice. Arbitrarily kicking people off of his site, people who invested thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, in some case millions of dollars, and he can arbitrarily say, you're gone. The power he wielded, he acted like the Fed. And he ran like the Fed. Fat, dumb, and happy. I talked about it the other day. The number of people this clown hired in a time when he should have been looking at the economics of it under Captain Demento, a.k.a. Joe Biden, and he should have been scaling back. Any good CEO would have been scaling back, and this guy added at least 20% to his workforce. And then what does he do? He has to cut 20% of his workforce or more. That's where he's at. So Facebook provides a service. It links people, and we were fascinated with the ability to go find an old high school buddy or an old war veteran buddy or an old sweetheart or whatever. And it was great. And friends that you lost track of just in general. And Facebook could have replaced classmates.com because it could have said, you want to do your class reunion? Do it on Facebook. It could have replaced Angie's List. Because all he has to do is say, hey, I know everybody in your neighborhood who's a handyman. If you give me 10%, this guy had a chance to really take Facebook to the next level, make money off of people, let them do what they do, voice what they want to voice. But instead, he worked with the government in cahoots against you. I told people, I said, if I were running Facebook, it would have been a whole different thing. I would have said, okay, here's a social media aspect of it. I like that part. Build your political organizations. We'll monitor it based on people hurting each other and things like that. But other than that, it's a free-for-all. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to build a model that actually makes money. And I'm talking about providing a real service. Think of all the things that, you know, he could be Uber. He could be Airbnb. He knows where you're going to go. He knows when you're going to go. He's got all that data. And instead of using his powers for good, he took this nuclear football, pushed buttons, and it blew up in his face. And I'm going to be talking about Twitter when we come back. Stay with me.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. A strong storm system is moving across the United States towards the south. The Gulf Coast region may see heavy rain, large hail, and tornadoes. Forecasters also say most of the country will see colder temperatures this week as Arctic air sweeps into the lower 48. The Fed Reserve may soon slow the pace of interest rate hikes to rein in inflation. That's at least according to the Fed Reserve Vice Chair, who told Bloomberg News it will likely be appropriate to move at a slower pace of rate increases. Her remarks come after the central bank rolled out four consecutive three-quarter point interest rate increases over the past several months to cool record-high inflation. President Biden is continuing his overseas trip, the president meeting with the Chinese president on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats stacked the deck. It's what they do. It's who they are. If it doesn't favor them, they won't do it. If it favors you in any way, they'll make it illegal, or they'll try to make it immoral, or they'll tell you that your views are wrong, theirs are right, and they hold the moral high ground. Even when they are doing evil, they try to hold the moral high ground. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. You don't have to believe me. Look at what Democrats do. They lock you down and they tell you the moral high ground is you could get somebody sick. They kill kids in the womb the very way they all developed at the moment of conception. And they take the moral high ground of it's about a woman's right to choose and it's about, you know, all these other, it's her health. Moral. Now, I could go on. Take away your guns as they carry guns. They tell, oh, guns are the reason. And look at legal gun ownership versus illegal gun ownership and the amount of crime. It's ridiculous how weighted the statistics are in favor of legal gun owners. But they have the moral high ground. It is the gun. Their ideas are horrible. And even when we bail them out from whatever nonsense they're in, they learn absolutely nothing. They leave one place, they get run out of California, they run to Florida, they run to Arizona, and they do exactly the same thing. Oh, well, now that I've left my oppression, I'm going to bring that oppression to somewhere else. I'm going to bring those ideas that led to oppression or that led me to run from oppression. I'm going to bring those ideas to the fore. That's what leftism is about, man. Talking about social media right now. Social media, as I said earlier, these companies have run like the federal government. See, it's a great idea. The federal government is a wonderful idea. Somebody that oversees and makes sure that the vision of what the founding fathers and what we even accept as Americans, let's all be, you know, pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, right? That's a good goal. And the government has limited powers, and mostly it's around protecting the citizens, no matter where they are, even from the state. There are things that over the federal government says, we hold purview over this. And the states go, we got you. And then they passed the 10th Amendment that said, states, you have your own points of view. We do not want to be this overarching thing. We don't want you bringing all your problems to us. You can solve them. And that's how it was set up. And you know, wonderful. I got nothing against it. In fact, I want to go on record and tell you yet again, I'm all for it. But I'm all for limiting it. See, because the federal government, government in general, is a great idea until leftism enters it. Doesn't matter at what level. Doesn't matter. It could be start at the micro level of your home, your family. If you let politics, leftism enter your family, it will be a cancer. It will be done. I mean, I know that's a little too basic, but I think you get the picture. Take your neighborhood. Your neighborhood can run fine. You can all agree as a community, commune, ergo even communist, that we want certain levels of you know, people. We want you to pick up your trash. We don't want you leaving hoopties out parked in the, you know, on your own blocks in your yard. You can pass things that you say, this is what we want to set. Every neighborhood in America is different for that reason, aren't they? But let somebody come in with the wrong type of government. They bring in leftism. Oh, we can hang LGBT flags, but you can't hang cop flags or whatever, right? How about just no flags except the American flag? That work? Nope, not in some neighborhoods because they don't even want the American flag. See, it's a great idea until leftism enters. Here's the thing that happens with government. Government gets hyped. People, oh man, you know, this government, man, government gonna help me do this. Government doesn't help you do jack. It's taxpayers. And if a government is helping you do it, and it's not your local community or your state, shame on you for thinking the Fed is gonna fix it. Federal government's gonna mandate I get a minimum wage. Federal government gonna mandate. The minimum wage that the federal government mandates, if it's based on New York, people in Tennessee are going, go for it, baby. Do it. Make it $30 an hour to live on. But is that fair for the business in Tennessee? Of course not. Government doesn't know, not at the federal level. If the state wants to do it and say, hey, look, you know, in Manhattan, this is what it takes to live. Well, here's the choice. Don't live in Manhattan. Are there other places to live? Do you have to make life choices based on finances? Most of us do. So government gets hyped. It's the best thing ever. And they suck you in, just like social media. Social media says, we're the best thing ever, man. Woohoo! Come join us. It's a whole new virtual world for you. Isn't that what the left all want to create? This virtual reality where we all live? If you don't like this life, go create another life where you're the king or the prince or the queen or the princess. Or you're the top dog, the shot caller. They want to take us from our reality. Meta, Facebook, has invested billions of dollars in this. They want to suck you in. But then comes the ideology. See, that's what they did. They said, hey, come join Facebook. You know, meet all your friends. Do all this cool stuff. Huh? Get your own little place in the sun. That's what the internet is. Nobody owns your virtual world. Or should. But guess what? With social media, somebody owns your virtual world. That's what social media represents, folks. It is a virtual world of your views. Good or bad, your little piece of real estate in a world of your creation. And you know what? If you want to be the leader of the neo-Nazis, I think you're wasting your time. But if you want to do that in the virtual world, fine. If I were in the virtual world, I'd be building a beach house. You know, I'd be getting me some sea-doos, going fishing, doing the things that I can't afford to do in the real world. If you want to get me into the virtual world, tell me, Kevin, you can own a yacht in the virtual world, and I'll show you how to get it. And then let me go live on it. Let me have a, you know, like, what's this show, Below Deck? Let me have the captain come in with his crew, and I get to live that life. Even if it's only in my own imagination, I could see how the virtual world would come into play. Yep. But then what happens is leftism comes in. Oh, Mr. Jackson, now you're going to need to pay your taxes on this virtual yacht. What? I just don't get to enjoy it. And, well, I mean, I could give you 1,000 things I could do. Because I watch the show every now and then. They tip the people. I would love to be in a virtual world and they say, you know, we're going to divide up the tip. And, you know, they say normally the tip is somewhere around 15, 18 grand. And I go, I tell you what, here's 100,000 virtual bucks. And watch my virtual crew of the virtual yacht that I'm on go, oh, that guy, that black guy is such a good tipper. He's amazing. It's supposed to be my world. Anyway, what does Facebook do? The government do? They want to control your real estate. They want to control your business. They want to control whatever. That's exactly what they do in any world you create. So Facebook says, oh, you know what? I don't like your world, Kevin Jackson. I don't like that you're a conservative. I'm not even in the virtual. I'm just like going, hey, here's my opinion. This is my little spot on Facebook. I'm not forcing it on anybody. I can't go, you will read my work on Facebook. You either like it or you don't. If you like it, you follow me. If you don't, you don't. But you know what Facebook did? Facebook went, nope. Brecker, man, you're not going to have your virtual world. Okay. And what could we do? Nothing. Same thing with the federal government. They cheat Joe Biden in. They let Hunter Biden get away with with a lot of stuff. Hillary Clinton get away with a lot of stuff. And do nothing. But me, you know what, Mr. Jackson, yeah, you did overpay $7,800 on your taxes, but our records show you went too long, so you're not getting that back. Oh, and those two IRS agents we sent to your house to collect the $26,000 that we claim you owe, well, you know, we're going to, don't take it as a threat. Don't take it as a shot over the bow, because you're making a movie, or I was making a movie, called Beyond the Mules, which we stopped production on because our funders got a little queasy. No, it's none of that. They want to control you, folks. They want to control your real estate. They want to control your thoughts. They want to control your business on Facebook. You know how many businesses suffered on Facebook because of the Gestapo tactics of these people? What else? This is what you can say. This is what you can't say. This is what's acceptable in now polite society or lying society, which is what they're all about on the web. We come back, we'll talk more about Elon Musk and what all this means.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I don't know what's going to come of Twitter. I don't know what's going to come of Facebook or any of these other social media sites. I don't know what's going to come of True Social. I don't know if something new will come up. But here's what I do know. These companies, social media giants out of Silicon Valley that soaked up all supposedly the world's talent to build their corporations, they ran stupidly. There was little oversight. It was nothing but growth in the case of Facebook for 18 years. Twitter, way overvalued. Way overvalued. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. There are people who argue that Kevin, all these companies are overvalued. Possibly. I know this. If you don't have a product per se, and it's the public's perceived value. Now, I know how to make Facebook madly profitable. Not that it isn't, but if I were running Facebook right now, I could turn it around literally within a year. I could turn Facebook around. But you can't do it when you're a leftist. See, Zuckerberg is run with the protection of the government under Section 230 and many other ways. And even with that protection, he's now finally on the downward slope. He's got to take a look at stuff a whole lot differently now, laying off, what, 11,000 people? Elon Musk told this company, prepare for difficult times ahead. First email he sent to employees since he took over Twitter. He said, the reason we're going hardcore on subscribers is to keep Twitter alive. That $8 per month thing to let you get your blue check mark and hopefully allow you to grow. I don't even know if I would want it. If I got 400 people on Twitter, I'm not going to pay for a check mark. He says, without significant subscription revenue, there's a good chance Twitter will not survive the upcoming economic downturn. So let me tell you what we did. We started Americans for Real Change in Arizona, mapped the state, got all these partners together, and we made it subscription-based. And you know why I did it that way? Because I knew exactly what Elon Musk is talking about. You can't do this without the people participating and paying their freight. You can't rely on just advertising revenue. Why are we moving this show behind the firewall in January? Because we can't depend on revenue. You like the show? Get it by the drink. It'll be cheap enough. It's part of our subscription-based service called Backstage Club, where you get to see the things that I do backstage. You get more than you would get otherwise. You want to know why? Because it's worth it. If Twitter believes, blue check mark aside, a lot of people rely on Twitter as a news source. Things break quickly on Twitter. That's a wonderful thing. So, if you see value in that, there should be a reason to pay for that. There's value in what I do. I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to pull any punches. If I went back through all the radio shows I've done over the last 10 years, give or take, man, it's profound. Truly, God speaking through me much of the time. Things I don't even remember that people would tell me, Kevin, I remember when you said such and such, and I'm like, oh, wow, that was good. I don't even remember saying it. We are in a time where we have to get the right voices out there. And as far as Twitter goes, Elon Musk is saying, I want everybody's views to be heard. That is what has made America different than any other country on the planet. Everybody can be heard. Do you know you learn as much from the idiot as you do from the genius? Musk said the company's work from anywhere policy is canceled. Says if you can physically make it to an office and you don't show up, resignation accepted. So he's making changes because he's not going to run this thing like the Fed anymore. And you want to know why he's doing it? Because the Fed's not going to let him. He's smart enough to know what Jack Dorsey got away with, what the Wall Street and all these leftist clowns did to keep Twitter alive, isn't going to happen with him. There is no Jeff Bezos that's going to come buy Elon Musk out. Nobody's going to feel sorry for the world's richest man. It gets worse, though, folks. Bloomberg noted this. Wall Street banks that lent Musk $13 billion to fund his buyout have been quietly approaching hedge funds to see if they would be interested in chunks of the buyout. The debt, that is. At deeply discounted prices as low as 60 cents on the dollar. He said one of the deepest discounts in a decade. So what they're setting you up for is Elon Musk might fail at this. He's being upfront. Musk is like, look, I bought it. And here's what we're going to do to survive. I'm going to cut the staff in half. So I don't know what the payroll was. Like I said, you can take a guess. Say 4,000 people. I'd say averaging $150,000. Silicon Valley, California. $150,000 is poverty in California, in Silicon Valley. So you could say $200,000. So he cut a ton of pay. His payroll saves him, pardon me, saves him billions of dollars. So you have that. And there are going to be other things. One, you stop the bleeding. Two, you got to bring in a new source of income, right? So that's what he's doing. Anyway, they go on. The lukewarm investor reception shows just how big an albatross the Twitter debt is becoming for a Morgan Stanley-led cohort that committed to finance Musk's acquisition of the social media firm back in April before the credit markets cratered. The seven banks are now saddled with risky loans that they never intended to keep on their books and face an increasingly uphill battle to minimize losses. So what they're saying is the banks want to unload their $6.5 billion leveraged loan portion of the financing. And if these loans are trading at 60%, that implies that everything below the secure tranche in the cap structure is impaired. They say more or less a donut. And the valuation on the company is about $8 billion. $8 billion. Now, I said at the time when Musk was going to buy these guys, and I've said it before, I think maybe even said it yesterday, overpriced. $44 billion? I said this company's worth maybe $4 to $5 billion, what Elon Musk already put into it. He's got an uphill climb. Now, he's probably up for the challenge. He probably looks at it as, you know what, I'm going to figure out how to bring in the freshest of the news sources and sell that to the news outlets. I don't know. I know that's what I'd be doing. Musk said there was no way to sugarcoat the economic outlook. So, lots of changes coming, but what I want to say is this. If Twitter is going to fail, let it fail. Twitter was artificially held up. Facebook the same way. I see it as this. Facebook is going to come to some realizations that Mark Zuckerberg, I don't think he's prepared for. I can't say what my thoughts are about Elon Musk except this. Elon Musk has relied on his businesses to get government funding. SpaceX, Tesla, he's had a huge advantage in these businesses. He may look at the money that he's gained and say, look, this is kind of me having to get into the fray. Or he may figure out a government angle, but because that's his modus operandi. I haven't seen him run a company where he hasn't gotten billions of dollars of subsidies. He's certainly, ruffled enough feathers, and I'm going to bet on him, I'm not going to go all in, but I'm going to make a bet on him. But I do want to see the flop, pardon the pun. And I hope it isn't a flop. I hope Twitter does what he wants it to do, and I hope that he sets a whole new standard, because that's what I see this doing. I see Zuckerberg having to come to Jesus meeting to say, look, I can't run this way. We can't survive this way. And as he's figuring things out, you know what he's going to figure out? Capitalism is difficult when you got to work. And I don't know, maybe it'll end up in a fire sale. Who knows? I'd love to be part of it. I think social media is an amazing frontier. I do. But I'm so sick of how they've used it against us. And I'm looking at these midterms where they supposedly put in all these rules. Facebook was still violating rules. There are no rules when it comes to saving this republic. You should be able to have a voice.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.